100-mile house RCMP were kept busy with 96 calls to service last week, with a couple of suspected impaired drivers reportedly attempting to outwit police. SGT. Brian Lamb said in one incident on May 3, the RCMP responded to a report of a possibly impaired driver operating a motorcycle on Highway 97 in 100 Mile House. BC Highway Patrol and general duty members then located a suspect on a motorcycle at a fuel station. Upon talking with the man, they believed he was indeed impaired. Officers then did a breath test, which the suspect reportedly failed. Police said the man then contested the charges by asserting a motorcycle did not fall under the definition of a motor vehicle. The RCMP issued the man an immediate roadside prohibition from driving for 90 days, and impounded his motorcycle for 30 days. At another report of an impaired driver on Horse Lake Road, BC Highway Patrol located and pulled over a vehicle. Police then report witnessing the driver and passenger switch seats. Police said the alleged driver then admitted to having consumed alcohol and an approved breath test device was used and the suspect reportedly did not pass. Officers issued an immediate roadside prohibition from driving for 90 days and impounded his vehicle for 30 days, as well as issuing a violation ticket for open liquor in a motor vehicle. Six incidents involving theft, stolen vehicles or mischief were also reported to RCMP between May 2 and May 5. The first incident allegedly occurred on May 3, when Lamb said the RCMP received a report of an attempted theft of a side-by-side ATV in progress. RCMP attended and located a man they believed could be the suspect, a resident of 100 Mile House. They then arrested the suspect on charges of theft over $5,000. Upon searching the suspect's vehicle, Lamb said officers found several items which they believe may also have been taken from the same property as the ATV. The suspect was later released as the RCMP continued to investigate. Lamb said the RCMP planned to recommend charges of theft over $5,000 and possession of break-in instruments to Crown Prosecutor once their investigation is complete. A second instance of theft occurred on May 4, when the RCMP received a report of a possible stolen vehicle located near Valentine Lake. On arrival, officers reportedly found a 1992 Ford F-250 which Lamb said was reported stolen the week previous. The RCMP do not know how long the vehicle was there prior to being located. Read more, speeding, theft, hit and run keep 100 Mile House RCMP busy. In the third incident, the RCMP said they received a report of a theft from a shed. The RCMP said the owner believes a set of tools had been taken sometime over the previous two nights. The fourth incident involved attempted theft and mischief. The RCMP report a vehicle was entered overnight, and had its front windshield smashed as well as the rear view mirror torn off. Another break and enter theft incident was also reported on May 4. Lamb said a property owner reported their vehicles and garage were both entered and some items and cash were missing. The RCMP said they are reviewing surveillance images and they are continuing to investigate to locate the suspect. The fifth incident was a theft from a vehicle. License plates and a light bar were reportedly taken in this incident. RCMP also responded to a report of a break and enter to a business. RCMP said the gated and fenced business was entered and that an RV trailer which was on the property was reportedly broken into. The RCMP said that blankets, water and a flashlight were believed to be taken, and the incident likely happened overnight. Anyone with information on those incidents and others should call the 100 Mile House RCMP at 250-395-24456. Or anonymously 24 hours a day at Crimestoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or online at bccrimestoppers.com.